Om Shanti. 2nd December 2019, Monday. Essence. Sweet children, you have to give the Father's introduction to everyone before destruction takes place. Imbibe knowledge and then explain it to others. Only then you will be able to claim a high status. Sweet children, you have to give the Father's introduction to everyone before destruction takes place. Imbibe this knowledge and then explain it to others. Then only you will be able to claim a high status. So, Baba is talking about the fourth subject, that is seva. Before destruction takes place, give Father's introduction to everyone. In yesterday's Avyakt Murli, while talking with Dadi Janki, Baba said, you just remain busy in two things, remembrance and service. Whatever you have learned, you are teaching that to others. You yourself always keep on floating in the ocean of happiness, in the ocean of attainments. And if somebody doesn't know how to take bath, what do they do? They make him, they help him in bathing. In the similar manner, you also do the same, because time is very less. And to go to seva means to accompany Father along with you. To go to seva means to stay with the Father. And service is your birthright. And service makes you punyatma, charitable soul. And the more you serve, the more you get the lift of which lift? Yesterday's Avyakta Murli, morning, Sundays. Blessings. So you get the gift of blessings, and the time is very less now. That's why Baba said, a time will come soon where everybody will say, this is the one, this is the only one. So, seva is a very important topic of this university. That's why Baba says, you have to give the Father's introduction to everyone before the final destruction. So giving Father's introduction. And in yesterday's Murli, Baba also mentioned, even those speakers also give speeches, but your speech should be different from their speeches. In what manner? You should give them experience. Simply giving information is not enough. Baba says, you have to become the authority of experience and then speak, so that they experience, they will get touched, and then the flag of revelation would be revealed. So, this is a very important topic. How to give souls experience. Baba said, imbibe knowledge and then explain it to others. This is fine, explaining it to others. Baba said, even the worldly speakers, they can make others laugh, cry. Even the worldly speakers, they can make them experience peace, but that is all temporary. You say one word, Anand, and the way of Anand, and the way of joy, bliss should spread across. You just say one word, Shanti, peace, and that peace should fill the hall. So now the question is, whilst giving Father's introduction, or whilst doing seva, or whilst giving speeches, how to give experience? So what is the way out? While giving speech, how to give experience? Okay, Srimati is followed, but how to give experience at the time of speech? First, your own soul conscious stage, If you go and you are body conscious, you cannot give any experience to anybody. It is the reflection of your soul conscious stage on the audience that would make the impact. So if one is not soul conscious, one cannot give any experience. So the first way, the first method is to give experience. Then soul conscious vision. You should see everyone as soul. These are the souls who have come to take the inheritance. Soul conscious vision. To give experience, you need soul conscious vision. Third, God's remembrance, Baba's Yad. If you are going without him, the service cannot meet success. And fourth, very much elevated attitude or intention should be very, very pure. Very, very pure intention that these are the souls who have come from such far off places and my aim is to give them experience. They also should become Baba's children. So this pure intent, this pure intention, this feeling of mercy should be within the heart. Then only one can be able to give experience. So for giving experience, you need soul consciousness, you need God consciousness, you need soul conscious vision, plus you need very pure intent, very selfless intent. If there is a slight selflessness, selfishness, probably one cannot meet success. So, pure intentions. Then, during speech, there should be time allocated, time given for some commentaries. Commentaries. So there should be commentaries. And what sort of commentaries? Different types of commentaries. The first commentary is the commentary of soul consciousness, where you make souls experience who they really are, to bring them out from that body consciousness. The second commentary is God consciousness. The third commentary is a self-talk commentary. So these are the three different varieties of commentaries one can give during speeches. Make them talk with themselves. So that is known as self-talk commentary. Other is God consciousness. As to who is God, what is God, where is he, what he does, what is his nature, where does he stay, and everything about God. Other is soul consciousness, reminding them of their real nature, as to who they are, what they are, what is the real, what is unreal. Give them experience of soul. So soul, God and self-talk. These are the commentaries. Then narrate them, tell them, recount to them your own experience. Your own experience of God's help. Your own experience of reaching unto Baba. Your own experience of his love, his help, his support, and everything that you have got from him. The attainments that you have got from him. So, these are all the different methods. This could be different methods by which you give them experience. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba had also said about conduct workshops. Conduct workshops. Have personal sharing experience. Personal experience sharing. Speak on slogans. speak on different topics. It's not that only one person, one topic could be taken. Somebody should speak on soul, somebody could speak on drama, somebody could speak on God. So take different topics and speak on different topics. So different topics, take some slogan which is quite famous in the world and speak on them. Narrate your personal experiences and conduct some workshops. Baba also said painless arrow. Tell them Gyan in such a way that the arrow would pierce, but there would still not be any pain. So painless arrow. And whatever plan you make, that plan is a seed. Make that seed very, very powerful. So one must devise new methods of service. It should not be just transference of information, but it should be the transferring of spiritual experience as well. So when you give knowledge, one should be quite careful as to what is my own stage of spirituality. That's why Baba said, first imbibe knowledge yourself. If I have not imbibed the knowledge and straight away I go and started giving knowledge to others, probably it will not make any impact. So before talking on any topic, you should be the very embodiment of it. If you are talking on Amrit Vela, you yourself should have a deep experience of Amrit Vela. If you are talking on Murli churning, you should be a regular Murli churner. If you are talking on Raj Yoga, many VKs go outside and they give speeches on Raj Yoga. They make PowerPoint presentations on Raj Yoga. But presentations and all other things are all secondary. If one has no personal experience of Raj Yoga, no matter how beautiful the presentation is, it will not make any impact. So the first thing is, one should experience things oneself. Then only you can talk on Raj Yoga. If you have to talk on purity, your own purity should be spotless. If one has to talk on Brahmacharya, one should have an indefinitely long experience of Brahmacharya. Then only there would be power in the words. Otherwise, it will be an ordinary speech. So no matter what topics we are talking on, we should be authority on them. If you are talking on discipline, our life should be totally disciplined. So anything for that matter, we should be the embodiment of it. So Baba is saying in today's sessions, sweet children, you have to give the father's introduction to everyone. This is your job, this is your business, this is your occupation. In one of the Sakar Murlis, Baba had said, he should not eat unless and until you give father's introduction to somebody. So how do you go about it? Baba said, you should not eat unless and until you give father's introduction to somebody. What to do? Increase the timing. If you are eating at 8, make it 10 so that you can get people to give father's introduction. Off the tract, but there's one important thing here. At least 12 to 16 hours, one should have periods of fasting every day. At least 12 to 16 hours. We should not be eating all the time. There are people who have got habit of early in the morning to get up and start drinking tea and drinking so many things. Body gets no rest. You know what is the meaning of breakfast? You break the fast. You break the fast. You have remained hungry half the night, whole night, and then you break the fast. And how do they break the fast? If suppose in the world they do fasting for 3 days. Now, how do they break the fast? By full diet? No, by juice. Because breaking fast is very important procedure. If you want to break a fast, it should be broken with a very minimal, not heavy diet. So whole night you are fasting. Early morning you get up and you have a whole meal. So that itself is a wrong method of breaking the fast. So this point correlates, probably that is the secret. When Baba says, without giving Baba's introduction, don't eat. So because you are not going to get anybody at 8 o'clock whom you will tell your knowledge. So probably there is other method. You have to increase your timings. And body should undergo every day. Because fasting is a procedure of recovering. Fasting is something that rejuvenates the body. Eating all the time is an act of uncontrolled. It is an act of unrestrained. It's an act. So, to induce discipline, this is also one of the factors. So, sweet children, you have to give father's introduction to everyone. Give father's introduction to everyone, no matter who that person is. Because we are ancestors, as Baba said yesterday, day before yesterday. We are ancestors, we are punyatmas, we are the image of upliftment, Adhar Murt, of this world. So you have to benefit everyone, no matter who that person is. So sweet children, you have to give father's instruction to everyone before destruction takes place. Imbibe knowledge and then explain it to others. Imbibe this knowledge. Imbibe means? What does the word imbibe mean? Imbibe means? Dharna is fine. What is the word imbibe? Imbibe means to drink. Imbibition. Imbibe means to drink. So you have to drink this knowledge to the full. Imbibe this knowledge. Dharana. And then explain it to others. The way you explain depends upon your imbibition. How much that knowledge has become the part of your life. Srimad should become your life. Srimad should become the very part and parcel of your life. So then only the dharana takes place. Then only this real seva will take place. Baba is saying then only you will be able to claim a high status, otherwise not. So many things. In just this one essence. For giving experience, you should be soul conscious, soul conscious vision, God conscious, and intentions. Your intentions should be absolutely pure. If you are explaining and you have a selfish vested interest, probably the arrow will not hit the bullseye. And in between, there should be some commentaries. Commentaries of soul consciousness, commentaries of God consciousness, commentaries of self-talk. Let them talk with themselves. Give them such a commentary that they start talking with themselves. As if they are talking with their own mind. Oh my mind, what you want? Where are you running? What is the goal? What is life? And last, narrate them experience. Your own experience. How Baba helped you, what are the attainments you have got from him. So this is all about today's essence. Om Shanti.